So when you got rid of the man bun, did that like enable you to be able to get up a little bit more for those threes? I mean, what?
Maybe it was a reverse Samson. I mean, we're at Liberty, so maybe there's a biblical reference in there somewhere. It's interview season now, so I got to have my face not have a man bun attached to it. So I just cut it. There was relief from everywhere about the hair. People have come to me and said that we really, really like your new hair just because it's not what it was last time. So, you know, overall, I think it was a good move.
Relief from everywhere. What's her name? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
my girlfriend liked the other one. She was the only one, so.
All seriousness tonight, what you got going there in the second half with 19, what was the key for you kind of breaking out there?
I mean, my teammates were setting me up for, like, great looks. I mean, AC had two really great backdoor passes to me. I mean, John and Georgie and even Lavelle were setting me up for just great looks. And, I mean, I've repped that out with Alex, and he's really helped me with my skill. And they were just going in tonight, and it was just a good overall game.
First seven made shots were all threes. Then you guys really started getting to the cup more after that. What opened up?
Well, I mean, the threes were open at first. That's why we were shooting and making them. So once we started making threes, they started trying to jump out at us, and they're flying at us. And then we have guys that can get in the paint and then sit there and be unselfish, and that really opens up our offense. And then also in the second half, Mile came in and he established himself down low. And when that happens, I mean, good things happen for us.
Efficient shooting tonight, was that just a byproduct of fresh legs, Norfolk State playing three times in 4 days, and you guys being able to penetrate and kick out with them collapsing?
For me, it's been, yeah, definitely getting the skill work in and fresh legs. I mean, I've been doing some voodoo on my legs, and it feels way better at this point. So fresh legs help getting in the gym and just keeping with my routine with Alex and tweaking stuff up and just working hard. That's what I've been doing since our last game, so it's been paying off, and hopefully it'll continue to pay off.
So I'll ask you, when's the last time you scored 30 in a game?
High school, definitely. McKay lied. I had like 48 and 50 in a high school game, so either my dad is lying or McKay is lying. I would rather be my dad because I'm not going to accuse McKay of that. So
Lavelle mentioned getting win number 20. Is that a big deal for you guys?
It definitely is for me because I've been on 20 lost teams, you know, so it's amazing for me, the wild ride that we've been on. 2 years ago in conference, we were 2-16, and then this year we had won 14 games, and it's blown me away the amount of progress that we've made as a program, and I'm really, really excited and glad that I can be a part of building something for not just my next year and my last year, but for future players that come in and know what Liberty is about.